morning that rocks.
Bye-bye. Well, good morning, Bracken Hunter.
So we asked for a yes and no mix, which means what do you want played at your wedding? What do you not want played at your wedding? You know, surprisingly, a lot of people are putting Backstreet Boys on their yes
yeah,
mix.
Let's get a lot of people are...
you know what it is?
Millennial age, and yeah, like that.
It's in a bunch of commercials.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
There's a bunch of commercials now that has that song in it, or Backstreet Boys, I should say. Yeah. A couple songs out there.
Well, it's
there,
classic rock now. You kidding me? Come on, that's old enough to be classic.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. Yeah. It's more wild as how old you and I are getting. It's nuts.
Damn it.
Yeah. Yep. That's what happens. Yep. We're all dead.
Like, I look at classic rock as, you know what we're talking. Classic rock. Yeah. You know, but that's going to be like old. What is that going to turn into? Classic.
Golden oldies, maybe?
The golden rock?
Yeah, the golden oldies. I don't know.
Hey, that's weird.
I want Backstreet Boys played at my funeral, for sure.
Bye-bye. That's exactly what
I'm saying. Bye-bye-bye.
Everybody's going to be dancing and smiling.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to be happy.
Bye-bye-bye. Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He's gone.
You know what? You're a real son of a bitch.
Finally.
Is that how it goes? Is that the lyrics? I don't think that's how the lyrics go.
He's dead. Real piece. But he's got the mouthpiece microphone.
Real piece of trash.
We're all dancing in sync.
You're going to be sad. You're going to cry. Don't even. You're going to be so sad when I'm dead. So sad. Anyway, we got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite, Decatur and Benton Township. Who is hiring right now? And except for Hunter, because Hunter's not qualified. Hunter sucks. you're looking for... Okay. You like that? You're looking for a place to grow that has a room to grow, has great starting pay, great benefits. It's just an awesome team there, special-lite.com. Check them out and get started on that new career at Specialite right here, Southwest
not
Michigan.
Me.
Not you, because Hunter sucks. So summertime is a great time for road trips, especially as we're kind of nearing the end of summer. Everyone's kind of getting that last big family road trip in, got us thinking about road trips.
Maybe
snacks.
Some camping coming
up. Camping. What's a road trip snack you always get at the gas station when you're on the road again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got a few, man.
Go for it.
I mean, come on. Snip and do it.
Slip Jim. Yeah. Snip. Oh, yeah. Snip and do a Slim Jim.
Why is it every time I get a Slim Jim, too, just snap it in half?
You got to.
Snip it.
Because you got to pay homage to Macho Man Randy Savage. Yeah. Ooh, yeah, snip into a Slim Jim.
You know, they're getting kind of like all the other products, too. It's getting to be too many Slim Jims. They're coming out with a lot of flavors. Now I got to, like, really sit there and study. And they all look good.
Here's a question. Did Macho Man's outfit, was it based on the Slim Jim wrapper? Or was the wrapper based on Macho Man Randy Savage's outfit?
So the outfit, I don't know. I think the outfit was based on the wrapper because before...
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you
before he did it, wasn't it like the guy with the plastic hair, the Slim Jim guy?
I think that guy was after, wasn't it?
Was it after?
God, what a creepy mascot that was, yeah.
Wasn't it weird? It was
Slim Jim guy.
What was that? Was that Slim Jim? Is that who...
That I think was after. I think that was after.
What was his name? Slim Jim. I'm assuming.
I think it was. Who is the Slim Jim? Alonzo T. Lon Adams. Thanks nearly every food.
Imagine saying that. I was a Slim Jim guy.
Oh, really? No, that's the guy who made Slim Jims.
Oh.
What happened to the Slim Jim guy?
Type in Slim Jim mascot.
Slim Jim mascot. Well, because Macho Man comes up.
All right. That's because everybody knows Macho Man is the Slim Jim guy.
Yeah, I think that guy, the Slim Jim guy was after Macho Man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm going to go with Slim Jim. If I'm feeling rich, you know, I'll get some pistachios.
Oh, nice.
Do you toss the shells out the window?
Out the window. See, that's the problem. I'm usually driving.
Is that littering?
No, I don't think
so. Biodegradable, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Came from the earth.
You could maybe get a ticket for it. I don't know. It depends on the mood of the state trooper at the time.
Good question. Peanut shell. Yeah, that's not littering, is it?
See, but the problem, though, if you're driving, pistachios are a horrible choice because you got to drive with your knee.
And you got to use both hands to crack them. And pistachios are messy.
Yep. And you don't want to get the de-shelled because those taste like trash. Yeah.
Do you ever get the beef jerky that's in the, the lip chew or whatever?
The ground up beef jerky. Oh, my God.
Put something in your lip.
Got some candy cigarettes rolled up in my sleeve and some ground up beef jerky. Some cha.
On the road again.
On the road again. So you don't get straight beef jerky, though. Do you ever do, like, the big bag of beef jerky?
Have you seen the prices of beef
jerky? That's actually
now?
A good point. Slim Jims. Slim Jims, you know what you're getting. You're getting lips and booty holes just
exactly.
covered in salt.
I'm fine with it, you know, and some casing. It pops when you, you know, it's nice. Yeah, it's too expensive. It's like 10 bucks for just a regular bag now, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And you know what pisses me off?
What?
It's not that much in there. You always think there's more in there than there really is.
No, yeah.
Then when you feed the bag, hey, you want a piece? They always take the biggest piece.
Oh, I don't share my beef jerky. I have no problem saying no.
You can kind of put your hand in there blindly and pull it out. And you're like, oh,
look at that one.
Look at this, how big it is.
Oh,
yeah,
so
tear
I guess
it in half and put some back.
No. My germs are on it. I'm going to eat it. Okay. Son of a bitch. Yeah, I don't share my beef jerky. It's you get your own beef jerky if you want it.
All right. Yeah. It's like a $9 piece right there.
Good answers, Hunter. For me, I always treat myself. I usually get, and it's if they have it. If they don't have it, I'll just get a regular Mountain Dew, or Diet Mountain Dew. But I'll get a Diet Code Red Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah.
it's one of my favorites for a road trip. I don't get it any other time.
What are you updating your Call of Duty? Are you getting ready to?
Yeah, maybe I am, you son of a bitch.
Get your game and fuel ready.
So I do that, and then I always get a whatchamacallit, the candy bar.
Oh, whatchamacallit.
Yep. So that's my driving fuel. It's a Diet Code Red Mountain Dew. And usually a king size whatchamacallit.
That is a healthy snack.
Oh,
bro.
Dude, it makes you, it tell you what, you're good for like 45 minutes and then you kind of crash. Then you kind of crash.
You know what's interesting? Picking a whatchamacallit over all the other ones, like a Snickers. Like, it's hard for me to get by this. It's like, I like whatchamacallit. Like, but then that Snickers is right there.
Well, it's just, I think with Snickers, and we're not being sponsored by Snickers here. We're not getting any Snickers dollars. But you're guaranteed a good snack. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Sometimes, sometimes you may pick a Kit Kat and you're like, that wasn't quite what I wanted.
Like, sometimes I'll eat a Baby Ruth and I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is from like the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, like I think that this was repurposed.
You get that Malo cup that's been sitting there since the gas station opened. Like, well, that is that is a hard candy. That should not be that hard.
Chocolate's a little old.
It's a little old. The only other thing, does this count as snacks? I always got to get like taquitos at some point. You know, the little rollers. Anything on a roller. Oh my God, it's so good. It's so good.
See, it depends on if I could deal with a heartburn or not. I know I'm getting heartburn afterwards.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
So you got to get the roll of Tums too in the next aisle.
The Ranchero steak and cheese is probably my favorite one. And you're like, you know, nothing's good about that. That's that's not helping your heart.
You ever really wonder like how long has that thing been rolling on there?
I always trust the signs where they say if it's in front of the sign, it's cooked. If it's behind the sign, it's not done yet.
Oh.
But I'll take it anyways. If there's not any in front of the sign, I'll grab one that's...
What a great thing. The rolling hot dogs, the fries.
Seriously, whoever invented the rolling...
The tornadoes.
Tornados. All right, tornadoes.
Tornadoes.
Say it right.
Tornadoes.
It's Spanish for delicious. We got some great answers on Facebook. What is your road trip snack that you always get at the gas station? Crystal said vanilla Coke and combos. That's a good mixture. I like that.
Vanilla Coke. Yep. Combos is a good answer. Yep. That's another one where it's like, I don't know which one to choose.
Yeah. And then you get the big bag and you just hate yourself after you finish it. You just do. You'd feel terrible.
I always end up with the 7-layer dip or whatever, the taco one.
Yeah, that one's not bad. That one's not bad. Your lovely wife said pickles and beef jerky. She's eating pickles on the road. That's a horrible snack. That's a horrible road snack.
I told you she loves them. She loves pickles.
I guess. She's just sitting there with, like a jar of pickles, or does she buy like the individually wrapped ones?
It doesn't matter. Yeah, both. I mean, there's a pickle around, man. Look out. She'll elbow you to the front of the line.
Right there. Getting this pickle. Excuse me. I'd like to buy this comically large pickle. Okay.
I'm not a freak over pickles, but I like pickles too. And I know if there's some pickles in the fridge that I like, I better have a few.
Yeah, have a few pickles.
Because my time is ticking before that jar is empty.
It does not seem like a good road trip food. I don't have to talk to your wife about that. That's weird.
It's kind of a weird world trip.
What do you mean?
Really?
Like, are you sitting over the jar with like a fork? Shoveling pickles in there? Is it the big pickle?
She's had vanilla Coke?
No. That was the lady before. She said
the other one.
Your wife said pickles and beef jerky. So.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No frozen bananas on that one. Let's see. Ben said Twizzlers and spicy honey mustard combos. Good answer. Twizzlers are good, man. That's a, do you ever use the Twizzler as a straw, or am I a toddler?
I have before, but not all the time.
You bite off both ends, and it's like, oh, man, it's just like a straw.
It's like a straw.
This is so cool.
Twizzlers are good. So you get the pull and peel, or you go on the original?
I go original. Pull and peel is just more work. It's more work.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, though.
It is fun, but if you're driving, then you got to do the knee, and then
my mom always used to get the pull and peels. I like the grape. They used to have
the red vines. Those are red vines. Aren't red vines the pull and peels, or is that Twizzlers?
No. Red vines are a thing of its own.
Oh, okay.
And it tastes different. Those are more like red rope.
Hmm. Just a coagulated sugar rope. I mean, come on, man. That cannot be good.
What is that?
That'd be good for you.
Space food.
Let's see. Michelle said Gardetto's, Snickers, and a Pepsi. Gardetto's are good. The mustard, right? Is that? Can you get the mustard
Gardetto's
ones? Yeah.
Is that the one with the ride chips?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, right? Gardetto's got that. You can get different ones. You can get different ones. But if you just like the original, it's got the rye chips, which is the grossest.
The one that they had, it was like the mix. They had the mix with the rye chips in it, but then they had the breadsticks and the pretzels and the,
Yeah, I think
but
that's
But then that, was that Gardetto's?
Yeah, I think so. Gardetto's?
So then they made the one that was just pure rye chips. Ugh, brilliant idea.
What a waste.
I know you hate them. I love them.
Let's get this thing that will cut my mouth up. You think eating a handful of Captain Crunch dry is bad? Take a handful of rye chips from Gardetto's. Forget about
being a pussy and just get some of the rye chips. Here, the Schuler's sharp cheddar cheese and the rye chips, one of the best snacks ever.
Nothing should crunch that hard, all right? You know how many fillings I've lost because of those things? Forget about it. No.
It's soft teeth. Everything about
Excuse me,
soft.
Sir, do you have a meth problem? No, I just ate a bunch of those rye chips and my teeth are ruined. Oh, okay.
It looks like with a bloody mouth, but it's worth it because it's that good.
Yeah, the blood mixes with the Gardetto's, the rye chips. It's delicious. Let's see. Jesse said honey roasted peanuts, not boiled peanuts, because that's effing gross. Huh?
Boiled peanuts. Yeah. You got to go south for that, though, boy.
Twizzlers was a real popular answer. Bunch of people. Laura, Carrie, they all said Twizzlers.
Here's the thing. A package of Twizzlers lasts me a long
time. Long time. Long time, yeah.
You sitting there eating a package of Twizzlers at a time?
No, you gotta be careful on that. Well, enough of Twizzlers. I want to just get to Brad's answer. I don't know why it's just so funny. Brad's answer is a go-to gas station road trip snack. Jerky and Slurpee.
The old jerk and slurp.
The old jerk and slurp.
Yes.
That's something different, I think. Yeah, old jerk and slurp.
The old jerk and slurp. Yeah. The old 7-Eleven jerk and slurp.
Yeah, just right. I'm going to 7-Eleven, get my jerk and slurp on. Got a road trip.
That's hilarious. Why don't they market that?
Yeah, jerky. You buy any Slurpee, get a free or jerky, get a free Slurpee. That's probably
it. You can get a discount of jerk and slurp at the old TNA. It's perfect. Come on.
I think that's what
many truckers here.
Hold on a second. Hey, this is false advertising. I thought something completely different was going to happen.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, hey, we got to take a break. We'll be back on the road again.
Yeah.
Jerk and slurp. Stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show.